Today was one of the deadliest days for coalition forces in Iraq since mid-May. Six members of the British Armed Forces were killed. Eight others were wounded near the town of Amara, which is located in Iraq's largely Shiite south. It's an area that's been relatively quiet since the end of the war. The deaths are likely to add fuel to the debate over British military involvement in Iraq. Joining us now by phone from his home in London is Nick Fielding, senior reporter with the Sunday Times. He's also co-author of Masterminds of Terror, The Truth Behind the Most Devastating Attack the World Has Ever Seen, and we appreciate your joining us this evening.
Delighted to be with you.
You've had some time to report on this story. It's still developing. What have you been able to learn?
Well, I think that we probably haven't heard the full extent of this incident so far. I've got a feeling that it's possible the casualty figures may rise somewhat from the figures given out so far. And there is also still a lack of clarity about what precisely happened. It seemed that there were several attacks which flowed into each other. First of all, a group of Royal Marines was ambushed, and then when a helicopter came in to lift out some of the casualties, that too was fired upon, and at least three people in the helicopter were seriously wounded. So it is indeed a very serious incident.
Now, the figures we heard earlier, as we mentioned, six dead and eight others injured. So those are the figures you think may be going up?
I think there's a chance of that. I've spoken to the Defence Minister's office this afternoon, and he's due to make a statement this evening, and the likelihood is that there's going to be some further developments.
So you're still awaiting official word? The Prime Minister or the Foreign Secretary haven't spoken yet?
They haven't spoken yet, but I anticipate that they probably will speak to the House of Commons tomorrow, certainly.
The British public has obviously not had much time to digest this particular story, but is there any indication thus far about how this might affect British attitudes towards its troops and the occupation of Iraq?
Well, I think, certainly officially, it's not likely to lead to any immediate change, but there is an unease in the country at the present time about the presence of soldiers, and I think everybody recognizes that with the way things are at the present time, that there's a strong likelihood there's going to be further casualties, and I think that is quite worrying for a lot of people.
Now, Britain, like the United States, has been engaged in a great controversy over the issue of Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. Where are they, and was intelligence about them sexed up or exaggerated in order to justify the decision to go to war? Where's the debate right now in Great Britain?
The situation at the moment is that there are two parliamentary committees that are looking into this affair. One is really going to report directly to the Prime Minister, and the other one will report to Parliament. Now, they are taking witnesses at the moment, and tomorrow one of the principal witnesses will be the Prime Minister's official spokesman, Alistair Campbell. And a lot of the speculation in the press so far has been about his role in the whole affair, so it'll be very interesting indeed to hear what he has to say.
This will focus, I suspect, on the so-called dodgy dossier.
That a dossier which came out earlier this year, which was presented as an intelligence dossier. In fact, we now know that it was concocted, if that's the correct word. It might be the correct word, in his office with some of his assistants, and very quickly holes appeared in their arguments, and that led to an awful lot of red faces in Whitehall.
And there are questions about an assertion that was in this intelligence reports that Iraqi troops were ready to use chemical or biological weapons on 45 minutes' notice. That, in other words, this was ready ammunition in the field deployed. That clearly has not proved to be the case.
Well, so far, it certainly hasn't appeared to be the case. The 45-minute issue, if we can call it that, is the one which is exercising people a great deal. I think it's a reasonable argument to say that if weapons were available for deployment at such short notice, the likelihood is that they would have been reasonably widespread, and that officers who have been since captured or arrested by the coalition forces would have known something about this. And from what one can see so far, that doesn't appear to be the case. So there are a lot of questions, too, about that particular question.
Well, that's all the time we have, but thanks very much for joining us this evening. We appreciate it. And we'll listen carefully to that evidence presented at the parliamentary inquiry tomorrow. Nick Fielding is a senior reporter with the Sunday Times and co-author of Masterminds of Terror, The Truth Behind the Most Devastating Attack the World Has Ever Seen. And in the headlines today at NPR News, as we mentioned, attacks on U.S. and British forces continue. They have defense officials concerned. The Pentagon says it's unclear how much coordination is behind these attacks. Meanwhile, in the West Bank, Israeli forces swept through two towns today. More on those stories from NPR's Tom Jelton at the Pentagon, Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem on All Things Considered. I'm Neil Conan. This is NPR News in Washington.